get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back, Perspectives listeners. This is Ashley Burgess in the house. Hey, I just want to let you know real quick, tomorrow morning around 11 a.m., tune in to KTXD. The channel is KTXD, and I'm going to be talking about dress and de-stress, how to de-stress with dress. It's a whole concept of de-stress, recharging, exercise, significance, and serenity, as well as I'm going to be throwing out three things that actually help you relax, and it's probably things that you never even thought about. So now we're back here in the studio roundtable with Ruben Nieto. Ruben, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, thanks a lot for sticking around here. You know, I guess I know that you have a love for comic books. And can you explain how that love of comic books and when that kind of started and how that became part of your artwork?
Yeah, that started when I was a child. I used to go with my parents to the bookstore every Sunday. You know, they would get their magazines, their books, and I would get my comic books. And, you know, every Sunday I was just kind of waiting every week to wanting to know what was going to happen with Mighty Mouse. You know, was he going to survive? Did he kill that monster? You know, anyway, so those memories kind of stuck with me. And, you know, when I became an artist, I love comic books as an art form. I really appreciate them as an art form. And I always, well, I wanted to do something with comic books, you know, with those memories as a child and use them, you know, some sort of influence in my work. So I, you know, took some time to understand the comic book, you know, where they come from, you know, their social and political implications or connotations, and get you really immersed into that. And I started looking around to see what other artists have done with comic books or what they're doing today, so that I don't repeat the same, you know, or I don't copy, or basically that I don't do something. Oh yeah, I mean, such and such is doing that, you know, I'm probably doing it better. And after, you know, it took me a couple of years, a little bit over 2 years, kind of conceptually to develop the idea, to understand where the comic book is coming from, the composition, you know, the formalism of the comic book, and then come up with my own ideas. And actually also, you know, when I was in college, I have a strong influence from abstract expressionism. So, you know, consider myself an abstract painter. So how could I tie, you know, the comic book with the influence from abstract expressionism? And then I developed the passion for pop art when I was in college. I didn't understand pop art. I thought it was really bad. You know, those guys suck, you know. Oh, I'm sorry. But then I, you know, I studied pop art and I just was, you know, blown away. And I guess, wow, I just love it. I fell in love with pop art. So it's just kind of putting everything together into a blender. You know, how can you come up with your own recipe, you know, your own cocktail? And that's how I started working with experimenting with comic books. How can I create my own comic book that makes sense to me today as an adult and as an artist, you know, and using those memories as a child?
I think it's neat. And when anybody sees his artwork, you'll understand it's something completely different. It's something I've never seen before.
Well, I hope so. A lot of people have said that, and I think it's a different perspective. I think everything has been invented and creating art, so it's not that I just discovered or created something new, you know, but I think it's a fresh perspective, a different approach to comic books and pop art and abstract expressionism.
I think it's an amazing concept, and it's really cool because like you said, there's the abstract, and then you have the pop. And then it's almost like deconstructed on top of that. And it's really interesting stuff. I mean, what's that one three-piece you have, that triptych that...
The Warhol in Wonderland?
Yeah, Warhol in Wonderland.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's that piece I developed thinking of rethinking the landscape. I was reading about Jackson Pollock and how he used to create these large canvases on the ground. He will have collectors come by his studio and he will sell, if somebody would like a section of that large canvas, he will just cut it there with scissors and sell it to them. So that was really interesting. I thought about that, but I thought, okay, what happens if, you know, today we want to make a show, put those canvases together. Like if somebody bought one section, you know, and another person bought the section on the right, but with, you know, I don't know, 10 feet in between, they wouldn't make sense together. You know, they wouldn't be that large canvas that he painted. You know, you would lose that continuation.
Right.
So with my idea, I created this landscape in sections so that you can just hang one panel. Each panel can stand on its own. So if you want to hang just one painting, one panel, that's a painting by itself. But then you have, you know, all three panels, or you can have two, you know. It could be the first two or the last two. It doesn't matter. It still makes sense as a picture.
That's neat.
So that with that concept, with that idea in mind, I developed a triptych. It's not just like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to make a triptych because I feel like it. You know, I like to have an idea behind, a concept behind everything that I make, that I create. I think it's important for me.
I think it's neat because, you know, there's two thoughts or three rationales. You got one whereas, you know, some people might not have enough space to hang all three, and so they could move it around or buy one, also financial as well. But I think that's neat because a lot of times, yeah, if you take one out, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a commercial, you know, idea too. You're like, okay, you have a small house, you know, maybe you have the money to buy the triptych, or, you know, and you don't have the space. Well, you can hang just one panel, or you have three separate walls, you can have one panel on each wall. So it's not, I'm not compromising my work to satisfy, you know, the market, but at the same time, it's part of my concept, you know. Conceptually, it's like what Warhol would do today, you know, if he was still alive, you know, in terms of commercializing his work and how other artists work in those terms, you know, like trying to make the work more affordable in a way, if you want, you know, like, so you don't have the space, doesn't matter. You can just hang, you buy the triptych, you like it, you can have it, just hang one panel, you know. So I'm giving the collector options.
Yeah, and you have a lot of different options too, sizes, shapes. And where can our listeners see your work?
Well, right, they can always come to my studio, or, you know, I also show with a gallery here, Chris Worley Fine Arts, so they can see some of my work with her as well.
Is there anywhere online that they can go to as well?
Yeah, I have a blog. It's Ruben Nieto with just one N between comics, rubennietocomics.blogspot.com.
Awesome. And I will also tweet that as well. And Ruben, I really appreciate you coming on this evening. And thanks for coming on and talking to us about your life path. It's very, very awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Well, I'll have to have you back then too. So I like that.
That would be great.
So thank you so much. And for our listeners, I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. And don't forget all the things that you can do this week, as well as don't forget tomorrow at 11 a.m. to tune into KTXD and check out De-Stress, Dress to De-Stress, as well as don't forget next Sunday, the Refresh in the Fall event that I'll be doing over at the Yoga Uptown Yoga Studio. So keep it going. Keep on the path. Keep your right perspective. Realize that you have a lot to be happy for and thankful for, and you are a unique individual that is unique. So check it out, liveyourtruelife.org, and tune back into Perspectives on next Sunday. Good night.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.